climate change is the single biggest health threat facing humanity. Those are the opening words of the World Health Organization's new report called The Health Argument for Climate Action. The WHO released the report ahead of the upcoming United Nations Climate Conference in Glasgow and unveiled the report in a virtual news conference from Geneva.
What we are saying in WHO is that the unhealthy choices that are killing our planet are killing our people as well.
Dr. Maria Neira is director of the WHO's Environment, Climate Change and Health Department. She says each minute, 13 people die from air pollution, a number that could be slashed by 80%, saving about 5.5 million deaths. Healthy diets and sustainable food systems could save another 5 million lives. So she says the health arguments for climate action are convincing.
Our society needs to understand that tackling the causes of climate change represents a public health agenda and a public health big opportunity. Most important, whatever you spend, whatever is the financial investment on tackling the causes of climate change will be outweighed by the benefits. So no excuses. The health argument is very strong, is very positive.
The report is aimed at putting health and equity at the center of the international climate movement and sustainable development agenda. Advocates hope it will spur action at the United Nations 26th Climate Change Conference, called COP26, that will open at the end of October. Climate watchers call it the most important climate event since the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. The WHO's report has been endorsed by an open letter representing 45 million healthcare professionals worldwide. Jenny Miller is director of the Global Climate and Health Alliance. She says it's a demand for action.
We have sign-on from health professionals and health workers representing over 100 countries. We have pediatricians and family doctors that have signed on to this, nurses, midwives, public health workers, psychotherapists, respiratory therapists, allied health workers, health students. It really is from across the spectrum of the health community, a call for climate action to protect health, because the health community recognizes really what's at stake and wants to see this action taken now.
Howard Catton is CEO of the International Council of Nurses. He calls investing in climate action a best buy.
Healthcare professionals have said to me, if you think COVID is bad, when it comes to climate change, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's the grandmother of all health threats. COVID and climate change are compounding each other, and they're adding pressures on already weak health systems and staff. And it's why business as usual is not an option. And it's why now we need to truly have health at the center of all our policies: energy, transport, agriculture, water, and food.
The WHO's 70-page report includes a list of recommendations in 10 categories, including putting health and social justice at the heart of climate talks, ending subsidies for fossil fuels, and limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, what the report calls arguably humanity's most important health goal.
It's the children who are sounding the alarm, but many adults are hitting the snooze button.
Dr. Ruth Etzel is with the International Pediatric Association. She says many politicians are acting with their own self-interest in mind, or their own term in office, while what is actually needed is a longer-term view.
And pediatricians are speaking up because we do prevention. We give immunizations to prevent communicable diseases. And we're speaking up now because we know that the health of the people and the health of the planet are one. We're speaking up because the choices we make today will influence many, many generations to come. And we're speaking up because we think it's far past time to allow our leaders to hit the snooze button once again.
The COP26 conference in Geneva is scheduled to run from October 31st into early November. Healthcare activists say they want to be sure their voice is heard there and in future climate discussions. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.